You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're in that kind of that dead period of the NFL where right now we're getting like top 10 safeties in the NFL. Who's got the best returning quarterback? And we're like one day away from talking about Dak Prescott and Dak Prescott's legacy. Hand to God, you know it's coming. There is no more player talked about in the NFL than Dak Prescott. And can the Cowboys win 12 games? Here it comes. But I thought this came out a day or two ago, and we didn't really talk about it. It was just kind of something that kind of slipped through. It wasn't like the main headline on ESPN or anything, but I saw it a couple days ago. And it was about collusion in the NFL. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And it didn't really blow up. Well, here we are 48 hours later, and it actually made the front page of ESPN today. And I thought this was interesting that other outlets started to kind of pick up on this. And I'm not going to try to pretend that this is some sort of smoking gun that's going to take down the NFL, because nothing's going to take down the NFL. Maybe the fall of Rome did not happen in the span of like 1 year. It's like the people are like, oh, the fall of Rome. No, Rome took like 150 years to fall. It's a slow death. And maybe the NFL eventually has a slow death. At one point, I'd like to point out that boxing was the biggest sport in the country. Major League Baseball was the national pastime. And neither one of those sports, especially boxing, I mean, they're shadows of their former self.
Right.
Baseball has become largely a regional thing and is really tucked in number three behind, you know, the NBA. But nothing is coming right now in the foreseeable future to take down the NFL. I thought the concussion thing could possibly really hurt the NFL. I mean, it was killing players.
Yeah.
The NFL was literally killing players and then hiring doctors to cover it up and then refusing medical benefits for players that were dying. I mean, that's about as scummy as it gets. Nothing happened. Nothing. Then you had the whole domestic abuse violence thing, and we're like, the NFL kind of looking the other way at really bad dudes. Everyone from Greg Hardy to Ray Rice to Ray Carruth to Tyreek Hill. Didn't matter. You know, put on some pink cleats, sell some breast cancer merchandise. Everything's fine. Then we had the whole kneeling thing, and you were told by the president, fire those sons of bitches, and I'll never watch the NFL again, and the NFL's gone woke, and end racism, and go woke, go broke. How long did that last? 6 weeks? 7 weeks? Last time I checked, the NFL, more popular than ever. So let me just state that from the beginning. Nothing's coming for the NFL. Maybe somewhere down the road, decades from now, something else, the rise of, I don't know, the WNBA something takes it down, or all the men lose all the testosterone in the world and no longer, you know, interested in combat stuff, and the NFL falls. But the NFL is the 900-pound gorilla, and it's going nowhere. And I think because of that, at times, the NFL basically takes on this we're too big to fail. We can do whatever we want. I mean, we had the whole Brian Flores thing down there with the Miami Dolphins, and nothing came of that. Brian Flores came out and basically said, I was being punished for winning ball games. And there was a lawsuit, and it was like, no. Yeah, John Gruden basically fired for being sexist and racist, sending other emails back and forth with team owners and management. Nothing came of that. And so I just think nothing scares the NFL. But it was found out. Pablo Torres, by the way, how about that guy? Dude, that guy's getting to the bottom of everything. He's like sifting through Bill Belichick stuff, and he's the one that initially had this. So the NFL was investigated into collusion in the year 2022, which, if you remember, is when Deshaun Watson was coming off of his rub and tug scandal and was on the commissioner's list, didn't play for a year, and the Cleveland Browns signed him to the first ever fully guaranteed contract, I believe it was to the tune of $230 million in the NFL. And there was an idea that the NFL owners were not happy with the Cleveland Browns for giving out a $230 million guaranteed contract, especially to one that may or may not be a sexual predator. And basically, there was an investigation into whether the NFL owners colluded and got together and told each other, no more guaranteed contracts. We're not doing that. And the NFL, of course, said, oh, no, we would never do that. What are you talking about? And this is on, you know, coming then the whole Lamar Jackson. Remember, we had that whole thing, Colin Kaepernick. So these collusion things get thrown around quite a bit. But nothing ever really gets proven. It's very hard to prove. Right. So there's an investigation into this. Did the NFL collude against the players to give out guaranteed contracts? Well, the president of the NFL Players Union came back and told the players that he represents that the findings were the NFL did not collude against players. Came out and said, no, we lost, and we looked into it, and we found out that there was no collusion there. And so that seemed to be kind of the end of it, correct? Like, there's no more. Well, it turns out that that was a lie. That in this investigation, they found that the NFL did collude or attempted to collude. Right. So they said that the investigation found that there was evidence that the NFL owners were indeed attempting to collude and were trying to pressure each other into not giving out guaranteed contracts. What they couldn't prove was that they actually went ahead and actually colluded. So there's some gray area there. So again, investigation proves, yes, the NFL wanted to prevent guaranteed contracts. They wanted to collude. Do we have direct evidence that they were successful in doing it? That was harder to prove. And the NFLPA's executive director, his name is Lloyd Howell, he came back and told the players, no collusion. That's a lie. He works for the players. He misled the players that he is in charge. That is what he does. And on top of that, not only did he mislead the group of players that he was hired to represent, he was also working as a consultant for a company, a hedge fund company, that was trying to buy their way into the NFL. He was also working for a branding company that had deals with, licensing deals with, the NFL. He was working for two companies that had direct interest in the NFL as their client. And yet he was the head of a labor union of NFL players. It's like, You cannot come up with something shadier and dirtier than that. Imagine, like, the president of the United Auto Workers Union secretly being in bed with a company that was licensing merchandise deals with Ford and Chevy, and also was working with a company attempting to buy Ford and Chevy. That's what he was doing. And he never bothered to tell the players that indeed the NFL owners were trying to screw you over. He said, no. We looked into it. There was an investigation, and no, that it didn't happen. They didn't collude. Which technically, and he's going to say, well, technically I was right. We couldn't prove collusion. No, but you proved that they tried to. Again, imagine hiring a private investigator to find out if your wife is trying to kill you. And that guy coming back and says, well, I have good news. I have definitive proof that your wife did not hire someone to come and kill you. Might have left out the piece of information that your wife attempted, wanted to hire someone to kill you, just couldn't find someone to do it. That is what you have here in the NFL. And the NFL is so big and it's so popular. Dude, this thing was zero ripples in the sports world. Dude, it was like a fart in the wind. This is just being talked about today. This came out 48 hours ago. And it's just a little blip. I don't know what would ever take down the NFL. Because even if you proved that they did collude after this to keep guaranteed contracts down, what would happen? It would go to arbitration. The NFL would pay some sort of fine. And then they would move on. By the way, just like what happened with the concussion lawsuit, they wrote a $1 billion check. They wrote $1 billion and then just went away. By the way, still didn't pay a bunch of benefits or still trying to screw players over for long-term health care. They wrote a $1 billion check to go away. $1 billion, whatever. They do $10 billion a year in revenue. They wrote a parking ticket and made it go away. That's how huge and powerful the NFL is. I would assume at this point that Lloyd Howell, there is a petition, by the way, that Lloyd Howell, the president of the Players Union, gets the heave. I'm assuming that all of this, some heads are going to roll. No one important. You know, Roger Goodell's not going to take the fall for this. No owners are going to take the fall for this. Oh, and by the way, in that report, it was Roger Goodell that was encouraging he was working with the owners to collude. But I can't wait for Roger Goodell's statement where he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did an investigation into myself and I found that my character was extremely high and I would never do anything like this. And as the report states, I in no way colluded against the players. And why did the union boss, why did he side with us? Who's to say? They'll make this Lloyd Howell guy the fall guy. And maybe one of these private equity firms that was trying to get in bed in the NFL, maybe that will be pushed to the backside and that won't get involved in anymore. But if you're an NFL player, I think this is kind of scary. That not only are the owners against you, not only is the commissioner against you, but the guy that you hired to represent you is against you. And even when caught red-handed, lying to you and violating his job and finding out that he was in bed with two companies working against your interest and no real changes are going to be made, just goes to show you, man, the NFL is invincible. They are the definition of too big to fail. And will this matter to anyone? Will this affect anyone's fandom once training camp starts? I don't even know if this thing will be talked about after tomorrow, because we'll hit the weekend. Maybe this will kick up 48 hours worth of stuff. But come Monday, I'm guessing that this kind of just completely disappears. And I'll tell you what, it's nice to be the NFL. It's nice to be the king. Because when you're the king, you can do whatever the hell you want. And the little guy can scream and yell. And we can do it with Kaepernick. We can do it with Brian Flores. We can do it with the John Gruden stuff. You can do it as the cheerleaders. You can do it with domestic violence. You can yell from the mountaintops. But as long as you keep paying for NFL Sunday Ticket, and as long as you keep playing fantasy football, and as long as you keep buying your jerseys, and as long as you keep going to games, and as long as you keep having your draft parties, nothing's going to change, because there's only one thing the NFL cares about, and that's dollars and cents. And the NFL, brother, business is a-booming. All right, when we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit. Some college football news. Maybe some business stuff. Maybe we'll actually talk about some on-field stuff, but we'll shift gears to maybe a happier side of sports. Although, is it with college sports? Talk about it when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.